face the facts. The facts are pretty grim. First, there was the case of Smithson's of Gloucester. 17,000 pounds worth of stuff spirited away without so much as by your leave. Then there was the Leicester business. 9,000 pounds worth. Then there was the Derby affair. 4,000 pounds. And mark you, we had the Derby shop covered. We were, in fact, to all intents and purposes, prepared for the raid. But that didn't stop it from happening. Then on top of everything else, there's this affair in Birmingham. 8,000 pounds worth of diamonds. No, Sir Graham. If we were up against the usual crowd, Benny Lever, Dopey Groman, Spilly Stetson, and all that lot, we'd have had them under lock and key ages ago. I firmly believe, Sir Graham, that we're up against one of the greatest criminal organizations in Europe.
Where was the night watchman when this fellow, Finlay, discovered him?
In his usual spot, sir. He had a tiny office at the back of the shop.
I suppose you questioned this man, Finlay?
Good Lord, yes, sir. I was with him almost an hour.
Did you see the night watchman, Dale, before he died?
No, sir, but Harvey did.
Well, Harvey?
He was pretty groggy when I saw him. The doctor wouldn't let me stay above a couple of minutes.
Did he say anything?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, he did.
Well, what did he say?
It was just as I was on the verge of leaving. He turned over on his side and mumbled a few words. They sounded almost incoherent at the time. As a matter of fact, it wasn't until a minute or so later that I realized what he'd said.
Well, what did he say?
He said, "The green finger."
The green finger?
Yes.
But that doesn't make sense.
Just a minute, Dale. You remember that man we fished out of the river about a month ago? We thought he might have something to do with that job at Leicester. I think you found his print on the back.
Oh, yes, Snipey Jackson. I was with Lawrence at the time when he found him. Poor devil was floating down the river like an empty sack. I say, don't you remember what he said just before he died? I'm sure I'm right. Why, I believe he said...
He said, "The green finger."
Yes. The green finger.
The same as the night watchman. But what is this green finger? What does it mean?
That, my dear Chief Inspector Harvey, is one of the many things we're here to find out.
I don't think there's any doubt that Snipey Jackson was tied up with that Leicester job. Henderson found two of his fingerprints on one of the showcases.
Yes. I reckon that was the reason why you and Lawrence had the pleasure of fishing him out of the Thames. The people we're up against know how to deal with the incompetence. That's one thing I'll say for them.
Sir Graham, do you believe the same as Harvey and Inspector Merritt that we are up against a definite criminal organization?
Yes. Yes, I do, Dale.
I suppose you've seen the newspapers, Sir Graham.
Oh, yes, 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 I've seen them. Send for Paul Temple. Why doesn't Scotland Yard send for Paul Temple? I've even had placards out about the fellow. The press has been very irritating over this affair. Very irritating.
Paul Temple. Isn't he the novelist chap who helped us over the Tenworthy murder?
Yes.
Well, he caught old Tenworthy. I'll say that for him. By the way, he's a friend of yours, isn't he, Harvey?
I know him, yes.
Temple is just an ordinary amateur criminologist. He's had a great deal of luck over the Tenworthy affair. And a great deal of excellent publicity for his novels.
I don't think Paul Temple exactly courted publicity, Sir Graham.
Oh, don't be a fool, Harvey. Of course he did. All these amateurs thrive on publicity.
Well, you must admit, Sir Graham, we were a little relieved to see the last of the elusive Mr. Tenworthy.
Yes, and just at the moment, I should be considerably relieved to hear the last of Mr. Paul Temple. Ever since this confounded business started, people have been bombarding us with letters. Send for Paul Temple. Send for Paul Temple. Well, what is it, Sergeant?
Your map, sir. You remember you asked me to bring
it in? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Well, put it on the desk.
Very good, sir.
Well, now, gentlemen, you see this map. It's a map covering the exact area in which, so far, the criminals have confined their activities. You'll see the towns which have already been affected. Gloucester, Leicester, Derby, and Birmingham. The map starts at Nottingham and comes as far south as Gloucester, covering, in fact, the entire Midlands. Gentlemen, somewhere in that area are the headquarters of the greatest criminal organization in Europe. That organization...